This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome to the show. Hope you were there for the open. Just kind of a heartfelt goodbye to my great uncle, Mike Root, one of the great men, but just symbolic, representative of what great Americans are about. There's many of them out there. He had three kids, and he just did everything to raise his kids and do it right. And there were some special needs involved, and he paid for everybody. Because he was successful in the United States of America, he was able to pay the bills. He's able to take care of sick children who needed him to come through, and he did. And his wife got sick with cancer, and she died. Sonny, and he took care of her. And then his next wife, he met another great gal, Louise, and wow, 30 years they've been together, and now he's on his deathbed. So, Mike, we love you, man. Mike Root, we love you. Going straight to the pearly gates of heaven, no question about it. You know what he said to me in his deathbed? He said, "I can't wait to go to heaven and see my mom, Anna Root." That's my grandmother. Good guy. All right, poll question of the day. Governor Northam, Ralph Northam of Virginia, who I consider to be a schmuck. Here's a guy that put in his medical school yearbook his buddies with a white hood on, like KKK and another buddy in blackface. And I guess in those days it was okay, but 30 years later, it looks real bad. And the Democratic Party has weaponized the country to the point where anything you did 30 years ago, if it's offensive to anyone, you got to resign or you lose your career. It's very sad what the Democrats have done to us and to themselves and to everybody else. They're eating their young now. The lieutenant governor of Virginia, by the way, and the governor fighting with each other bitterly because that lieutenant governor is accused of sexual assault. And he says the governor tried to make that a headline today. He's the one that spilled the beans, he believes, so that it would take the pressure off him and take him out of the headlines. So the Democrats are eating their own. So the poll question is, should Virginia Governor Northam resign? I say yes. Good luck. Let all the Democrats eat each other. Just text the word poll to 95577. They're getting their just desserts. It's a boomerang. Came around to nail them. Just text the word poll on your cell phone to 95577. Sam Landis is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. And April 15th is coming up fast now. And you've got to get your tax life in order. Sam Landis is the guy to do it. His company's called the Landis Tax Group, and he's just formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. Total monthly fee of $190 a month to take care of tax problems, and in most cases are concluded in 3 to 6 months. Amazing. Less than a car payment. He did it as a favor to me to take care of my viewers, my fans, my listeners. Call 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, with the letter U. Go to WeHelpYou.com. Numerically, 800-934-3578. Sam Landis, tell him Wayne Root sent you. He makes this show possible. Thank you, Sam Landis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Time for Bill O'Reilly. Great segment today. The king of cable news right now. All right. Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly. Bill, welcome to the show. Hope you had a great weekend.
Everything worked out pretty well this weekend, Wayne. Thank you.
Well, I can't say the same for Governor Ralph Northam. It was not a good weekend for Ralph.
No.
What do you think he should do? Should he be resigning? I think it's probably time to resign when the entire Democratic Party is demanding your resignation, right?
Yeah, he can't burden the Commonwealth of Virginia anymore. In this day and age, if you fool around with Ku Klux Klan garb or blackface, even if you were 3 years old, that automatically disqualifies you from public office. I mean, I guess you could debate that kind of thing, but the reality is the governor of Virginia can't really sustain his power anymore. So he's out.
All right. right, he's out. I agree with you. He's got no choice. But what really is getting overshadowed with the racism and the KKK and the blackface from his past is his comments the day before all that broke about extreme abortion. Not even third trimester, not even moment of birth, but after moment of birth. I never thought I'd live to hear anything like this casually coming out of the mouth of a liberal politician. Amazing, well, right?
It is, and it led directly to his demise. I mean, we've been investigating it, and what we think happened is that people who went to medical school with the governor were so outraged by his support of infanticide, which is what it is, they leaked this stuff. Apparently, the governor did all his shenanigans when he was in medical school, which is far, you know, worse than if you did it in high school or whatever. So, because he is so extreme in his view of the life of a baby, these people who went to school with him and knew that what he had done leaked it to the press, leaked it to a website. And so he's done. It's interesting when I wrote, as you know, Killing the SS, and the Third Reich had a policy, policy called T14. And the policy said that in Germany, under Hitler, the doctors were able to commit infanticide. It was permitted if the baby was born deformed or, you know, non-Aryan or whatever it might have been, that physicians, German physicians, could take the life of the born baby. I don't know the difference between T14 and what the governor of Virginia was advocating for his state. Now, remember, that law was voted down in Virginia, not like here in New York where it was upheld. In Virginia, they tabled the law. They couldn't get the support in the legislature for it. So that's not going to happen down there, at least now. But what's the difference between Hitler T14 and what's happened here in America?
I don't think anything. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, the reason it got killed and tabled in Virginia is because of the press last week. Because of and because of all the bad press, right?
But Virginia's a different state than New York. In Virginia, there's a very powerful conservative movement in the central and western part of the state in particular. And it's not a slam dunk. New York is, like California, a one-party state. There's no Republican power at all here. So the Democrats, to their shame, all right, ran this anti-baby bill through, and that's what it is. Let's be honest here. That's what it is. All right, and then they applauded, applauded the governor who signed it. So, you know, you don't have any counterbalance here in New York. You don't have any counterbalance in California. But in Virginia, you do. And that's what happened there.
Now, just to educate you, Virginia's situation, Bill, is just like my home state of Nevada. We're right next to California. California is like 6 million to 3 million in the voting, Democrat versus Republican. It's landslide. Nevada just lost every single race in the state to Democrats. But every one of them was lost, like 485 to 455.
Yeah.
So there's a huge conservative presence. We're just losing. That's all.
Well, the problem in Nevada are the labor unions. All right, so Nevada is a service state.
Correct.
And Vegas and Reno, all right, and Carson City, and you got legalized gambling there. So the unions control the legalized gambling, and the employees are basically doing what the unions tell them to do. That's what's happening in your state.
And the employees are predominantly illegal alien, by the way, don't even speak English, and are bused to the polls on election day, 150,000 for the strip, with a sheet in their hand that lists how they should vote in Spanish. That's what happens every single 2 years in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's what's going on. And we used to be able to beat them and overcome it, and now we're not beating them, and we're not overcoming it. So it's a scary situation for the future of America, because what happens in Nevada, what happens in Vegas, is about to happen everywhere. Trust me. Let's talk about Newsmax's State of the Union coverage. You're going to be a central part of it, the centerpiece of it. What do you hope to hear from the president tomorrow night? And should he play nice or should he be vicious?
Well, we know that he's going to appeal for unity, national unity, so I guess you could call that playing nice. This is a kickoff to his campaign, this speech. I was with the president this weekend. I flew down to Florida with him on Air Force One. I'll be telling everybody about that on BillO'Reilly.com, why I was on the plane, what happened on the plane, all that. And I was talking to the speechwriters, and I know where they're going. He's going to be strong in the wall. I'm going to say we need it, national security. I'm going to get it. But the rest of the speech is going to be how good the economy is, how everybody's benefiting, how we should all come together and stop all this rancor, word of the day. So that's what I think we can expect to hear tomorrow night.
Yeah, because great, great economic news on Friday. So good that if it was a Obama Democratic president with 306,000 new jobs, great manufacturing numbers, great wage increase numbers, it would be all anybody talked about on the evening news, and I didn't hear anything about it. Fantastic. Trump economy is exploding. It's in a second gear. Nobody imagined this. So he should stress that in the speech. Last question. Will he or will he not declare a national security emergency in that speech, or will he just threaten that he still might do it? Will he actually do it in that speech?
On the 15th of February, I believe he will. I don't see a compromise coming down. I mean, maybe they will. Maybe they'll compromise somewhat. But if they don't, I believe the president will declare a state of emergency. Could be wrong, but I think he will.
I think it'll be great.
I don't know if it'll be great.
Right, but I think it's got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, he can't go into the campaign without some funding for the wall. He can't.
Correct. ESS, the great book by the great man. Was it 17, 18 million copies in print of all your killing
series?
Yeah,
17 million copies in print and moving up.
You're amazing. Magic man. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, man.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, heading out of segment number one. Coming back soon with lots more to talk about. We'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, by the way, rootsforamerica.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hey, I didn't mention with my tribute to my great uncle Mike, he is 87 years old. So he's lived a great life. He just wouldn't stop raving about America, only in America. What a great country. A boy from Brooklyn. From total complete poverty, becomes president of a major electronics company and then sells out for millions of dollars and lived a great life and took care of his kids, two of whom had disabilities and problems. And he was always there for them and always had the money. See, money is important in America. It is. It allows you to take care of your family. To listen to these idiots and these fools, these ignorant ignoramuses like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because money is only earned in America. You can't make it in Cuba. You can't make it in Venezuela. You're starving. So you can't take care of your kids when they're sick. And do you have any idea what nationalized health care does to you and your kids? You're waiting in line, literally, for like a year to get treatment, and you're sick and you die. That doesn't happen in America. Capitalism is the reason you have a comfortable life. Capitalism is the reason the lights are on. Capitalism is the reason I have this beautiful TV studio in my home. Capitalism paid for it all. Capitalism pays for every good thing in the world. And socialism is a dismal, dreary, dead end that ruins everyone's lives it touches, except for the super rich politicians at the top who steal all your money and keep it for themselves. You know, all the people at the top of the Soviet Union, they all had summer homes and beautiful mansions in Moscow and limousines that drove them around. But everybody else starved to death. Same thing in Cuba. Everyone's starving. But guess what? Fidel Castro had 11 homes all over the island and exotic classic cars at each home and a concubine of women, a harem of women at every single home. That's what they get for running their communist dictatorship or socialist dictatorship. And you get nothing. You get crumbs. By the way, speaking of surviving, and not getting crumbs. The sponsor of the show is Tangible Investments, and they were the ones who literally have been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. For months. The Dow's down 4,000 points since the peak when they started railing about all this. You need valuable advice, and I think it's very important that you get what I call wealth insurance. Now, central banks all over the world, I'm looking at a headline from Zero Hedge, a great financial website. Central banks gold buying spree reaches 50-year high. See the headline? Reaches 50-year high. So in the last half century, the most gold central banks for each country, like the Federal Reserve, the most gold they've ever bought is this year, right now at this moment. Why do you think that is? They see some rough times coming with the global economy, and they see the fact that every country in the world is bankrupt. They all owe so much money in debt. And what's the antidote to that? Gold. So if you're going to buy gold or silver or precious metals, you're going to buy it from a good company that you trust, that's an advertiser on Newsmax, that's an advertiser on the Wayne Root Show, that's a friend with Wayne Root, the CEO, Silvano DiGenova, a great friend of Wayne. And you're going to do business with someone who recognizes how smart you are if you've ever bought gold before and wants you as a client. So if you have a receipt proving you ever bought gold or silver, Tangible Investments will give you a free American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. So if you're qualified and you got the receipts, call now and find out if you qualify, because what do you got to lose? The call's on them. Call is free. Toll free, 800-780-9000. And these are the greatest people to deal with. They want to prove to you once you buy from them, Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions. They know their stuff. And they can help you with wealth insurance. 800-780-9000, my friends at Tangible Investments. Let me mention as we go out of this segment the poll question of the day. Again, is should Virginia Governor Ralph Northam resign? He's got so many problems. He's got the KKK hood. He's got the blackface imitating Michael Jackson doing the Thriller dance. He's got his abortion views, which are so disgusting and repulsive that they've made me sick to my stomach. These people want to butcher live kids after they're born. And then he's got the lieutenant governor, who's African-American, accusing him of being the one that set him up and is bringing out all the bad news about the lieutenant governor having a sexual assault allegation to try and get him out of the headlines, put him in the headlines. Ralph Northam has big problems. Oh, I predict he won't last the week. But here's the poll question. Should Virginia Governor Northam resign? Just text the word POLL to 95577. 95577. Text the word POLL. And Newsmax will immediately send you a link to the poll and verify your vote. You know what I think. Vote. Yay! Get rid of Northam. Should he resign? You're damn right he should. But I think the whole thing's ridiculous. The Democratic Party has brought this upon themselves. You know, look at the Kavanaugh hearings. Everything you ever did 30 years ago, what's it got to do with now? Nothing. Yeah, sure, if you raped somebody 30 years ago, if you murdered somebody, if you robbed a store 30 years ago, but other than that, a silly picture in a yearbook from 30 years ago is not something that should make you resign as the governor of a major state. But guess what? Democrats do it to us every single day. They're so stupid, they've weaponized the entire media to destroy all of us. So you know what? Good for them. Let it boomerang on them. Governor Northam, bye-bye.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office
Despite widespread calls for his resignation, Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried, a campaign staffer at the time, and we hit it off. She was very interested in me, and so eventually at one point, when it ended up going to my hotel room. This is in 2004. She was, very much into, consensual encounter.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You can
and speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. A couple of, I like to say thank you to the people that take good care of me because they're big conservatives. They're not sponsors of the show. They just send me free stuff because they want me to be healthy and they want me to be well. So I drink real water throughout the show, and their website's drinkrealwater.com. Real water. It's amazing. It's alkaline-infused water because if you're acidic, you get sick. Alkaline keeps you healthy. And they send me cases of free water every week for me and my guests on the show to make sure I'm healthy. Thank you, Real Water, drinkrealwater.com. And then I suck on these colloidal silver lozenges. My doctor suggests, and they send me all these lozenges free because they want to keep my voice alive, because I talk 720 hours a year on TV and radio just on my shows. Plus, I do interviews all day long. So I probably talk like 2,000 hours a year on radio and TV, and I keep my voice alive with mydoctorsuggest.com colloidal silver lozenges. I love the cherry ones. You'll see they're red cherry ones. They're good. So they take care of me. They both love conservative talk. They both love Wayne Root. They both love Newsmax TV and USA Radio, and they take good care of us. So take good care of them. Drinkrealwater.com and mydoctorsuggest.com. Go get those colloidal silver lozenges in that water. And all right, let's grab some calls before we do anything else. I want to grab callers who have been waiting so nicely and patiently on the line. Let's take line 4. Marla in Michigan. Marla, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, listening to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you so much and everything you do.
Thank you.
I know it's no small effort, and you... It's just amazing what you're doing.
I try and play a role, but my best role is just being a town crier on national TV, you know? I'm letting people know what's going on.
Well, you're doing a great, great job. I'm so glad I found you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say it doesn't have anything to do with, well, maybe it does. You know, when they passed Obamacare and they thought that was so great and everything, the Democrats, well, all of them really, basically exempted themselves immediately.
Right.
So with their new Green Deal and tax at 90% and all this great stuff that they're proposing, I mean, wouldn't you be a fool to think that they're not going to immediately exempt themselves?
Well, first of all, they have exempted themselves because they're all greedy, and they steal like crazy in Washington, D.C., but they make $170,000 a year, and they probably steal another million off the books that no one knows about, but they don't make $50 million a year, and they're aiming this tax at people who make $50 million a year or more. So it's never going to affect them, so of course it'll be 70 or 90%. Has nothing to do with them, but guess what it has to do with, Marla? You and me, because those people who make $50 million a year create all the jobs. They're the ones, you know, well, major corporations and manufacturers, factories, warehouses, and without the money, they won't, you know, they'll own 3 warehouses, not 20. They'll own 2 factories, not 30. And so it's just short-sighted, stupid thinking by liberals. And you know what the best example is? Sweden. Sweden has a wealth tax, and I did the research. It makes them an extra $600 million a year. Sounds good, right? Except they lost $200 billion with a B in people who fled the country that didn't want to pay the wealth tax. So $600 million a year adds up to nothing. It takes 10 years to even equal $6 billion, and they lost $200 billion. A wealth tax is the stupidest idea in the world because it's all about taxing the other guy. It's not you. Who cares? That guy creates jobs, you dummies, you dumb liberals, you ignorant people. It's almost the same idea as the minimum wage hikes. Oh, what's the big deal? So that rich restaurant owner has to pay an extra 20 cents an hour. Well, 20 cents an hour times a restaurant that's open 18 hours a day times 200 employees times 365 days a year adds up to enough money that you got to close the restaurant. Liberals are dumb. Dumb.
Yeah.
All right, Marla, thank you for the call. Marla, thank you. I really appreciate it. Let's take... Art in Connecticut. He's a regular caller. I've seen Art before. Hey, Art, you've been on the show a few times, haven't you?
How you doing? Haven't talked to you since... Yeah, good, fine. Three things, real quick. This thing, I have a tough time saying it as you do. Infanticide, I think there should be a statute on the books that that should be treated as murder. One,
murder.
And make that a federal crime, okay, going nationwide. But everybody's talking about this infanticide. See, I'm learning. And I want to know, nobody ever questions the husband's view on this issue, okay?
Right.
And I think, I don't see them, okay, there's this woman giving this kid up, all right, for murder, but what about the father of the child? I think he has to say so. All right,
fathers have no rights. You know, we're males and we're straight and we're white, so you have no rights anymore in the United States of America. God forbid you're born a white, straight male in America. You're public enemy number one. You have no say. All you did was impregnate the woman. You should have no say in it. That's what the liberal feminists think. It's amazing. Good point, by the way. Where is the father when Ralph Northam says the mom and the doctor and the baby pops out and they treat him in a comfortable environment and they make him warm and comfortable and then they decide what to do with him? He's actually saying you're going to kill him. Where's the father deciding that? I'm with you. Good point, Art.
The other thing, if this infant was born with a degree in karate, you think this would happen? No. All right? And the next issue is on the wall. I want to see this wall built.
Art, you there? We lost you.
I want to put in $2,000 towards a wall on your wall bond.
Okay. Well, save it. Save it, Art, because I'll give you information in the next few days on where you can donate that money, because it looks like we're going to have a whole thing set up. So give us a little time, okay? Give me a couple days. I'm working on two big deals, the bond deal and also root for the wall. So believe me when I tell you, you'll have a place to put that money. Everyone listening and watching right now will have a place to send the money. I'll be making an announcement soon, very soon on this show, both the radio show and the TV show. So thank you.
Well, Chris has my phone number, so.
All right. Hey, Art, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's take Stephen in Las Vegas on line three. Stephen, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, Mr. Root. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Hey.
I heard somebody talking about this fine southern gentleman, the governor of Virginia.
Yes.
And the guy said that he had two different speeches that he gives when he's out in the women's rights group, you know, he'll be talking about the women's right to choose and men shouldn't be inflicting this upon women. And then when he gets back to the office and finds out how many abortions Planned Parenthood has gotten an increase of and how they're making $400,000 or $500,000 per abortion by selling the body parts, he says, my girl and I are going to take a long vacation in the Bahamas with that $500,000 political contribution they're going to give us. So we need to trace the money a lot of times when in situations like this, and this gentleman is one of the top tracing the monies.
Yeah, well, they all, follow the money.
And a lot of money selling baby parts.
Hey, Stephen, there's a lot of money selling drugs into the United States, drug trafficking, a lot of money with child sex trafficking, a lot of pedophiles coming over the border with kids. The Democratic Party is getting paid off, I'm telling you, by the Mexican drug cartels, as sure as I'm standing here. I'm telling you, I'm not even guessing anymore. I'm getting rid of I think or I believe. I'm telling you, the Democratic Party is benefiting from donations and or bribes, probably both, from drug cartels to keep the border open and don't build the wall. And it's that money is blood money built on two things, children being sex trafficked and drugs that are killing our children. Dirty, dirty money. And that's the Democratic Party, sure as I'm standing here.
Wayne, politics has been very, very good to the liberals.
Yeah. Look at Harry Reid. He lives a block from me. Harry Reid entered the U.S. Senate with nothing, broke, left the U.S. Senate. Someone told me the other day worth $30 million. I don't know if that figure's accurate, so I'm always careful what I say on TV. I know he left a multimillionaire, and I know he's one of the top 10 senators with money in the entire United States Senate. And how did he do that on $170,000 a year? Huh? Where'd that money come from, Harry? Amazing. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. Let's grab some more calls. Let's grab Mike in Tennessee on line four. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, great show, man. I just have one question. We see the blackface thing with the KKK.
Yes.
What college is this coming from? No one's mentioned the college. No one's mentioned every college, every high school has an overseer as far as with the publishing of a yearbook. Nobody's blaming the college.
That's true. You know, that college allowed a KKK photo in their yearbook. True. It's not college. It's a medical school. I don't know where he went. I'm not sure. You know what's really sick?
Where he went, but what medical school? Everybody has the yearbook committee.
Yeah, the editor. Yeah, I know. I get it. And you know what else is interesting about this? Good point, Mike. Believe me, I agree with you. I didn't think about it. The other thing is, he went to medical school, and I found out he's a pediatrician by nature. Here's the guy that wants to murder the babies after they're born, and he's a pediatrician. Wow, that's ironic, isn't it? Mike, thank you for the call from Tennessee. Good man. We'll be back in a minute with Conrad from North Carolina, Pam from New Mexico. Phones are ringing off the hook. More of you on the line. We don't even have the name up yet. But I wanted to make sure you knew the sponsor of the stage of the show is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. All you got to remember is those three letters. VRA, 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 VRA. Got it memorized now? VRA. Trying to hammer it into your head. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get 2 weeks free of the top performing global investment and economic newsletter in the world. It's amazing. Rick Perridge is my buddy. All the sponsors of this show are my buddies. I've known these guys 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. They all can't wait to get on board and back my show because they're all big conservatives and they're all fans of Trump and they love all of you and they want to take good care of you. Kip offers for no one else in the world 2 weeks free, only on this show, VRAinsider.com. No one else knows that address. Go there. Get 2 weeks free. The guy is the Houdini. Houdini. He's amazing. He is the Nostradamus of investing, as they say. He pulled rabbits out of hats. Check in now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. VRAinsider.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
War now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. A few things. A little house cleaning here before we get to the calls. One of my listeners or viewers, Dave, sent in where the governor of Virginia went to school. Eastern Virginia Medical School, he tells me. Eastern Virginia Medical School. Who was editing that yearbook? Also, Trump teases imminent national emergency declaration to fund the border wall. Thank you. I'm the papa. I'm the baby daddy of that idea. National security emergency to get the wall and get the funding for the military budget. Democratic senators put forth a bill to stop emergency funding that Trump is not allowed to take the money from the military budget or from the budget of Homeland Security or from the Army Corps of Engineers. They're all out to stop Wayne Root's idea. That was my idea that I got to President Trump, and it's a great idea, I'm telling you. And there is a battle in Virginia between the governor and the lieutenant governor. The lieutenant governor is being accused of sexual assault at a hotel room in 2004, I believe it is, at the Democratic National Convention by a woman he took back to the hotel room. And so they're now fighting with each other, the Democrat governor and the Democrat lieutenant governor. Democrat governor's white, wore the KKK mask, or at least had a buddy with it, and wore blackface. And the Democrat lieutenant governor is black, African-American, and he may have sexually assaulted a woman. And they're each accusing each other of using the other one to get out of the headlines. Interesting. And the real headline is that they both support infanticide. I think that's how you pronounce it, which is the murder of a baby. Why did I just say the murder of babies? Call it mass murder. All right. Speaking of staying alive and enjoying life, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this show, and Cenogenics has been so good to me, and they've taken such good care of me, and they taught me how to eat right. They taught me how to exercise right. They taught me about hormonal therapy. They taught me about vitamins. They taught me about proper thinking and everything they did. And they also taught me budgeting my time. Instead of working out 2 hours a day, I work out 30 minutes a day, 35 minutes a day. And so the result of that is I have an extra hour and a half of my day each day to go out and make money or be with my family. So they gave me an extra hour and a half each day, and they also gave me years. They set back the clock. I look like a different person on TV. If you watch the show a year and a half ago and you go back and look, and you look now, I look like I'm 20 years younger. How did they do that? It's amazing. Call them now and check out how they can do it for you. Free, no obligation consultation, 888 Younger. Thank you, Cenogenics, for making Wayne Root great again. They're making Americans great again. Trump makes America great. They're making Americans great, one American at a time. 888 Younger, because you got to be young and good energy, good health to fight this battle against the liberals and the commies. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Let's grab some calls. Let's grab Conrad, North Carolina, on line one. Conrad, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. I'm doing well tonight.
What's on your mind tonight, Conrad?
You know, I've seen a picture of this governor where he's got his beer in his left hand. I know this is probably not something great revelation, but the two guys in this photo have the beer in their right hand. Now, I'm assuming that the governor is probably left-handed. And also, I don't believe whoever is in the picture, if it is not him, would even come forward at this time to even, you know, reveal themselves.
Tell me, I got a question for you. What's the significance of whether he had the beer in his right hand or his left hand? I don't understand.
Well, when I drank a beer the other night, and this is before this photo came out, my beer was in my right hand, and I was standing there, and it never left my right hand. So to me, the significance is you usually drink your beer with whatever hand you are. If you're right-handed, it's right hand. If you're left-handed. So the photo shows him with the beer in the left hand and the other two guys with their beer in the right hand.
So the question is, you're saying that's how you might tell if he was the one in the photo or not?
That's kind of like what I'm wondering about, really, when I look at this photo. But it very well could be him. But the thing about it is that that is one little fact there. And not that I don't want the guy out of office. I mean, this infanticide, as you said, baby killing, I believe he needs to be gone, and anybody in this country needs to be gone for that reason.
Yes, of course. I don't need any excuse to get rid of him, and I'm glad to see a Democrat go. But guess what? The guy under him, the lieutenant governor, is now being accused of sexual assault. He also believes in infanticide. I hate saying that word because it's hard to pronounce. Infanticide. Say that fast on national TV. Infanticide. Child murder. Baby murder. Terrible thing. But they all have the same views in the Democratic Party. So the next guy you're going to get has the same exact view. Thank you for the call. Take Pam in New Mexico, line two. Pam, you're on with Wayne Root. Pam, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
Oh, good. And how are you?
Great. You're the last call of the night. What's on your mind?
Okay, great. About this abortion issue, first of all, why don't they have to bury these children if they don't want to face the fact that they're children? Maybe the Republican women in the legislature should legislate the fathers to have to sign the children's death certificate to make this illegal. And maybe we should separate it from women's health issues. It's not very healthy to have an abortion. I've never heard of such a thing. I think these people have sold these folks to the devil. And thank God we have the president that we have at this time.
I mentioned that on last week's show. What's today? Monday? Yeah, last Friday I mentioned the Democratic Party has really gone to the devil, man. Or at least they're certainly signed a contract with the devil. You know, and it's bad. The things they believe in are like the Soviet Union or the People's Communist Republic of China or Cuba, where they torture and murder and censor. That's what Democrats are into. This is crazy. It's a deal with the devil, man. And you know what the worst part of it is? If they're doing business with the Mexican drug cartels to keep that wall away, just they can get campaign contributions or money in a Cayman bank account for their family, that's really disgusting. They're traitors. It's treason. And they're killing our children. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Bad stuff going on. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. All the cops.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.